It's time right now on UK Talk Radio to find out about a fantastic book and a fantastic event. It is L. Ron Hubbard Presents Writers of the Future, Volume 39. Let's catch up right now with one of the winners.
By far my favourite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy. Enjoy.
By far my favourite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
Today on UK Talk Radio, we're talking to Samuel Parr. We're going to talk about his fantastic story, which is called The Last History. So, Samuel, tell me a little bit about the story without obviously giving away the plot completely, and what can we expect to find in it?
Wonderful. Thank you, Jeff. Yes, so the story is part of an anthology for a contest called The Writers of the Future. The anthology is volume 39. It's a bunch of different sci-fi and fantasy short stories. So my one in it is very high fantasy, called The Last History. So basically what it's about is a few different ideas that I meshed together. So I'm quite into history, being a bit of a nerd around that, and something I've always been fascinated about is something called the Imperial Exam, which used to happen in China. So you think when I was a student and I did an exam for 3 hours, I thought I had it hard off. But these poor applicants for the Imperial Exam in China, which were using it to get into civil service, often had to take an exam for 3 days solid or more. And these are exams where they had to have flawless memory, perfectly recite the classics. And if they got even a single character wrong, too bad, you've not done very well. So I love that idea. I like the idea of, in principle, not the idea of actually doing it myself. And I thought to myself, all right, if we take that idea, can I first of all add some magic into it? Because what's not more fun without magic? And then also thinking of things like the Hunger Games, where you've got a bunch of contestants who are put into an arena to fight out. Could I make this a battle royale? So what the story is basically in this world, we have an applicant who has entered this contest, this exam, for quite a long time, entering this exam hall, which what might be her final time. In it, she has this challenge that she has to keep completely series of exams that involve her to channel a calligraphy-based magic system. But in that, she's got a bunch of her contestants, most of whom are much younger than her as well. Now, I don't want to say, Jeff, I don't want to give loads of it away, but the story starts with her immediately facing quite a difficult choice, which is, what does she prioritize? Does she prioritize her own winning of this exam? Does she prioritize the young generation who she cares about and their winning this exam? Or does she prioritize what she thinks is best for the world and society around her? There's a lot of other stuff in there. There's a talking toad. There's a bunch of magic fights. There's all sorts of good hijinks happening. But I think that's enough for a little bit of a taster.
Absolutely. That's fantastic, Sam. That's given us a brief outline and whetted our appetite to read the story. And of course, your story is part of Writers of the Future, Volume 39. So you entered the competition. Tell us a little bit about your experience of it and how it's worked for you.
Yeah, of course. So it's Writers of the Future, it's a pretty big competition in fantasy and sci-fi. And something that I knew about it for quite a few years now, and something that attracted me to it, was that it has some really generous prize money. So just for a bit of info about how it works, there's 4 quarters every year that you can enter in. For each quarter, there's a first place, second place, third place. And for all of those places, they get some prize money, with the top prize money for each quarter being $1,000. So that sounded good to start off with. But also, every one of those winners also gets to go to a week-long workshop in Hollywood with some top authors teaching them about writing and things like that. They get to go to an awards gala. And the real clincher was that all of that was completely free. Which is nuts, because there's quite a lot of competitions in writing out there with generous prize money, but the catch is that you have to pay quite a significant sum first to actually enter it in the first place. So I knew about this for a long time, had a good reputation in the genre sector. So I think when I was 23, I first submitted, and I actually submitted 6 times over the years until I won when I was 28. So in terms of that, something that I found really rewarding was that there's a lot of different levels in the contest. It's not only you win or that's it, you can also be a finalist, you can get an honorable mention. And for a while, I was getting these honorable mentions, but no further. But that was just giving me the fuel to carry on and think, okay, maybe there's something in this. And yeah, then, you know, Jeff, I was absolutely blown away when I heard I won. I actually submitted this last story that actually won last thing on the very, just before midnight on the day of the deadline, which was New Year's Eve 2021. And since then, it's been pretty incredible because, you know, the prize money is very nice. Don't get me wrong. It paid for the excitement of damp proofing in my house, which is, you know, really living the dream. But the best thing overall was the week-long workshop itself, because we got to go meet a load of like-minded writers, hear some fantastic inspirational talks from very successful sci-fi writers and fantasy writers, many of whom I actually had on my bookshelf already. So when I heard about who was going to be there and I was looking for my bookshelf, that was incredible. So yeah, overall, it was a fantastic contest. I can't recommend it enough.
Fantastic. What a great experience, as you say, monetary, but also the fact that you in the climate where you're working and learning from other established writers. Mm. So great encouragement, and I can feel that in what you're saying, the encouragement came over. So for our listeners who are listening and thinking, well, do you know what, that's worked well for Sam, I'd like to give it a go myself, what is the things that they would need to do to get involved?
Okay, great question. So first of all, find out a little bit about the contest. I'll give you a bit of details now. You can Google Writers of the Future, and it'll immediately come up with all the details. But in terms of the instructions, so it's open to any kind of what they call amateur writer only. So it's an entry-level contest, which helps with the competition. So it means that basically none of the professional writers who have made quite a lot of sales already can enter. And the specific designations about what makes you a professional writer is laid out on the website. If you're feeling like it's good for you, though, it's basically, I think it's 17,000 words or less of a story that can be submitted. You can submit a story 4 times a year for completely free. And a lot of people will submit a long time before they actually win. So, for example, I was chatting with one of the other winners this year who had submitted for something like the past 15 years before finally winning and securing his place. That said, there's a lot of support. There's a forum online. They've got a free online writing course, which you can get started with if you just want to learn more about the genre. Seriously, Judge, if I can't recommend it enough. If nothing else, I found it a great way of motivating me to get some work actually done. I thought, okay, this deadline's coming up. I want to submit for it. Let's get a story finished for then. And it was a great way of forcing myself to churn out some content, which, you know, is for any writer, you have to write to start off with, which is an annoying but useful truth to be aware of.
And of course, it's something you do solitary. So as you mentioned, it is finding that motivation to actually get on and do it. We, you know, many people say they've got a book within them, but they never actually write anything. So you made some good points there about motivation. So what's next for you? Have you got a book in the pipeline? What are you doing next?
Oh, you know what, Jeff, that's a very good question again. So in terms of what's next for me, I'm not quite sure. What I will say is that so over the past kind of couple of years, I've had quite a lot of health issues, which meant that actually, particularly for all of 2022, I did not write a single thing because I was just too unwell. And I was thinking, oh, I can't submit the energy to this. And I'd also had, with my writing, I'd often had a lot of confidence issues and thinking it was no good. So I was kind of avoiding it for a variety of different reasons. This year, though, particularly after coming back from the contest, I just found that this whole new level of inspiration and confidence had come from it. I've been writing every day ever since. Now, in terms of what I'm next working on, so to give you an idea of output, in 2022, I finished 0 short stories. Now I've finished 3 short stories, all around 15,000 words lengths, and not really short stories, I suppose, and I'm just completing a novella for a contest, which again, people might be interested in entering. It's called Sci-Fi Idea Contest, and it's about writing a story in a sci-fi concept called a Dyson Sphere. You can Google that. I won't go into loads of detail, but there the prize money is $20,000, which is something I never would have gone for before, but now I've got that confidence. I'm thinking I'm going to submit and see what happens. So yeah, we'll see where it goes. What I'm most happy about, though, is that now writing has become what I always wanted to be, which is something that's engaging, some of that's stimulating, but also just really, really fun.
Brilliant. Thank you, Sam, for talking to us. It sounds like you're remotivated and lots of things on the horizon. We've been talking about your story, which is The Last History, and we've been talking about the Writers of the Future, Volume 39. Sam, can I wish you all the best for the future with your future upcoming work?
Thanks so much, Jeff. It's been a pleasure to chat today. And yeah, all the best to yourself as well.
Brilliant. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.